Hunt, hunt, hunt.
All Packers, all the time.
You know, I am a play the high side of caution, as Mike McCarthy used to say, guy, but the guy's got to play. He needs the work in game. So it's an interesting dilemma that they're going to face come this summer.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chew, brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you. And by the Bridgewater Modern Grill, nestled in the heart of Milwaukee's emerging Harbor District. Enjoy a specialty crafted menu centered around a custom oak-fed grill.
We love checking in with our pal, Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason. How you doing on this Friday?
Yeah, I'm not great.
Not great? No, what's going on?
Well, I want to make sure that I use the right term here, Gabe. Slides, not flip-flops, right?
Slides, yes, sir.
I woke up and someone had peed in one of my slides. Now, I don't want to cast any aspersions or unfairly accuse anyone. I don't think it was Madison or Sydney.
Fair.
I don't think it was Stella or Sadie, the dogs. I think it was a cat. And unfortunately, we have too many cats for me to accurately accuse anyone. So, it's a mystery that will remain unsolved. It'll be on Unsolved Mysteries, but not the start to the day that I was looking for. I left them in the hallway, and you know it's my fault because it made them available for that. But yeah, pee in your slide, not the way you want to start the day.
You're throwing those out, right?
No, wash them off.
right? I'm not throwing them out.
No,
one of my favorite.
Why do cats? Do cats leave their mark like dogs?
I think they do. I don't know what prompts this. This is not, quite frankly, it's not the first time it's happened. But they're the kind of rubbery type that rinse off easily, and then I'll disinfect them, etc. So I don't need to throw them out, Gabe, even though I know you would. But yeah, I don't know why this sort of thing happens. I don't know what I did to. Dare I say, piss them off. That they
but, you won't get athlete's foot.
I don't know if that's true for cat urine.
I don't know. I thought that's what contributed to athlete's foot.
No, that's how you cure it.
No, that is a wives' tale.
That is not. Well, then Pepper T. Burris has been wrong for all these years,
Jason.
Are you
trying to tell me Pepper's been having people whiz on their feet when they get athlete's foot?
When I first got there, they had the Ray Nitschke Jerry Kramer pump that you stood on, Jason. Do you remember those? And they would spray.
I'm not familiar with this.
They would spray. I don't know what they would spray all over your feet, and then they got away with it.
I'm guessing it wasn't Whiz.
No, it was. It's like, but it was an aerosol can. It was can't have aerosol anymore.
Aerosol urine.
Yes. And then I swear they said, go pee on them.
The University of South California did a study and said, no, it probably does not work.
Wasn't there a baseball player?
Moises Alou. He peed on his hands to harden them so he didn't have to wear batting gloves. Ugh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Don't act like you never peed on your hand.
Yeah, but not on purpose. Well,
not on purpose. I'm not sitting there like rinsing them like I'm washing them. Like, ooh, got to get that urine nice and deep in there.
Yeah, it was more like a country concert when I had to stand between the two doors of the car as the line to the porta potty was long. I think that's what it was. Jason, it is June 2nd, and we are talking about David Bakhtiari. He was on the Rich Eisen show yesterday saying nice things. It was National Say Nice Things Day about Jordan Love. I'm not saying that's why he was saying the nice things. I'm just saying it is a pretty coincidence. June 2nd obviously opens up a conversation about potentially trading David Bakhtiari. Is that still a thing the Packers could do? Should they? Would they?
Yeah, I definitely don't think that they're looking to do that. And, you know, it was interesting in talking with him at his locker. You know, I actually, and I think I'm not the only one, who went into that thinking with his criticism of the social media team's schedule release video and everything else. Is this guy trying to get himself fired? I think Gabe and I, we talked about this at the time too, the George Costanza driving around the parking lot with the World Series trophy attached to his bumper. You know, I think I think there's definitely frustration there of being the last man standing from the old guard, literally the only last man standing, right? I mean, the other two guys that are older on this team were guys that arrived much later than David Bakhtiari did. And so he's kind of like all of his friends moved away and he's still living in the same neighborhood. So I definitely think there's a frustration there. I think, you know, when you look at this team, and I'll say this, I respect the hell out of him because the easiest thing to do, and Lord knows I've heard enough players do this, is to have said something where they spoke their mind and spoke honestly and they got pushback for it. And so they caved and walked it back. And oftentimes in an unconvincing, they're making me do this kind of manner. And he didn't do it. He didn't. He stood by the word rebuild, which, you know, he's got other teammates in his locker room claiming that that's not what they're doing. And this is not a team. He used the Seattle Seahawks. We talked about this yesterday. So he used the Seattle Seahawks as the example. But, you know, I don't think anybody thought the Seahawks were winning the Super Bowl last year. And David talked about it. Like, he arrived in 13. Like, he missed the Super Bowl window. He was on this team in 14, in 16, in 19, and in 20. Obviously, he had the injury right before the stretch run of the 20 season, but he was on the precipice of getting to Super Bowls, and he never got there. And if you're him and you're looking at where this roster is, do you think you're going to win a Super Bowl before you're done here? No. So, you know, maybe he could have done it in a more constructive manner, but I think, you know, you get on a Barstool podcast and you start to riff a little bit. But I applaud him for standing on what he said because I frankly agree with him. But I think now we have a better understanding of where he was coming from. I do think he got a talking to from the higher-ups. He wouldn't answer that question, which is a tacit admission that he got a talking to. But I don't think he's going to be a malcontent necessarily. I do think that he's going to give a I don't give a you-know-what kind of attitude in terms of speaking his mind this year. And I think there's probably going to be another instance or two, especially if there are some struggles, where he's going to say things that are unvarnished truth, and it's going to piss some people off. So I think the reason that they brought him back is because they think he's the one guy that when it comes to a position of importance was important enough to move the money around to give Jordan Love protection. Because if you look at Matt Schneidman's article and in my opinion, the excuse making that Goody made by saying we didn't have a good game plan for him in Kansas City. The question in Kansas City was that they didn't protect Jordan Love well enough. Well, one way you can help his chances is by making sure that your 5-time All-Pro is lined up at left tackle.
Jason, I saw Leslie Frazier was in the building last week. What was that all about?
Probably bringing him in so he can be next year's defensive coordinator.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, so he was doing this, you know, they had this symposium for coaches of color, and Greg Williams, who is not the crazy guy that had the bounties, but the Packers' defensive passing game coordinator, was an incredible story. Like, he played in, like, the indoor football league for a while after his NFL career was over, and he didn't know what he wanted to do with himself, and he decided to get into coaching because the local, like, YMCA was looking for youth coaches to coach, like, flag football or basketball, and the flyer was on his car window. So he was the Packers representative at it, and apparently Leslie Frazier was at this too. And so Leslie Frazier has been to a couple of other teams, or I think the Commanders are another one. Like, he's taking the year off, which I think was because Buffalo didn't want him back as their defensive coordinator, frankly. But there's a guy with a ton of experience, some really good ideas. Maybe he comes on staff if he decides he still wants to coach this year in some capacity as one of those special advisors. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they lost a really experienced veteran coach in Jerry Gray, who I think did not do a great job of hiding the fact that he didn't necessarily like some of the things that were being done by the defensive coordinator. And having been a defensive coordinator himself, he probably would have liked to have done things differently. So I think they might be in the market for kind of that other veteran voice on that side of the ball, in their hopes of not being a disappointment on that side of the ball like they have been in the last couple of years.
Do you think that's ultimately going to be a good or a bad thing that you don't have Jerry Gray pushing back there and trying to make, because there was a clear disconnect between the defensive backs and their specific coach and the defensive coordinator last year, Jason.
Yeah, I don't want to have any preconceived notions about Greg Williams. So I want to make sure I'm being fair to him. But at the same time, I mean, Jerry Gray, man, like, they hired him, and I just happened to be going through like a box of like old baseball and football cards I had, and there was Jerry Gray with the gigantic shoulder pads you guys used to wear. And there's a guy who was a four-time Pro Bowl player. Like, they called him OG, you know, the original gangster, because all those guys respected the hell out of him. And you could tell, as Gabe points out, that there wasn't probably the same level of respect in the room, at least in that cornerback's room, as there was for him, that there wasn't there for Joe Barry. And that's part of that disconnect. So I guess, Gabe, the answer to that question is maybe it doesn't cause a problem because now there's a little more of a uniform voice. But I would think that anytime you lose somebody of that level of experience, it's not a good thing.
Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us. We got to move on. We got Craig Karmazin coming up next. But have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody, take care. Be good.
He's Jason Wilde. Wilde and Tausch, right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 9 to noon here on ESPN Milwaukee. We're going to get to Craig Karmazin right after this. He has some thoughts, some strong thoughts, on what is going on in Green Bay. And, of course, we got to ask him about what the heck is going on with the Milwaukee Bucks. That's next.
Best place to shop for diamond engagement rings in Milwaukee. Of course, it's only at the Jewelry Center. It's what I did. It's where I went for the engagement ring for my wife. It's where I got our wedding bands, coming up on the one-year anniversary of that. And what's great about the Jewelry Center is you can browse their online inventory. You can go in. If you don't even have a clue, take a look at her Pinterest board. Take it in to the great team that Dean has assembled at the Jewelry Center in Brookfield, Greenfield, or in Burlington, and they will be able to help you to make sure you get the perfect ring for the perfect occasion. Learn more about their diamond jewelry selection at shoptjc.com or stop in at one of those three locations in Brookfield, Greenfield, or in Burlington. The best place to shop diamond engagement rings in Milwaukee, it's only at the Jewelry Center.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen, has college football gotten a little sleazy where you can recruit
a little?
No, I'm saying from the standpoint, it used to be.
That was good.
On 94.5 ESPN.